All right, welcome back to Nonstop Nonsense. DZ here with Brian.
Yo.
Let's start out, I guess, with... I mean, we should have made this video first, I suppose. This, not video. Fucking moron.
Podcast,
yeah. Episode. Sounds better. Should have made this one first. A little bit of a reason as to why this channel was created. Well, first off, we live in Eastern Washington. A couple of rednecks love beer, Copenhagen, and partying hard. But we work in North Dakota, out in the Bakken, just pounding Mother Earth, day in and day out. So we have this 14-hour drive where it's super fucking boring.
Only look at Montana scenery for so long.
And you get into Western Montana, it's just fucking boring. Boring. So, usually end up having some pretty interesting conversations. And we thought, you know what? Some pretty fucked up shit. Why don't we just share it with the world? Because they need to hear, for some apparent reason, what the fuck we're talking about. Not really sure why, but they do. And...
it gives us a chance, you know, we have all these stories that we tell each other or talk about or discussions. And it's like, man, remember that last drive a couple of hitches ago? Well, shit, that story, let's share it with our buddies, something like that. We actually have proof that it happened.
Exactly.
We can share it.
And share it in the moment instead of having to fucking try to recap later on.
Everybody else can enjoy our humor.
Just enjoy the random nonsense. It's just bullshit and completely nonstop. So, yeah.
I suppose we should start off with, like, what inspired us to do a podcast. I guess that was more partially me than you.
Yeah, Brian fucking listens to podcasts all the time. I didn't even know what the fuck they were. He told me.
I was kind of inspired by, like, Drinking Bros podcast has always been a good one for me that I listen to, regardless, weekly. And then, we follow a group called the Danger Cats.
Yeah, fucking Danger Cats, eh?
And Zach can kind of do a story on that because he's the best one describing what a Danger Cat is or what the Danger Cats are about. But they did a podcast too for a little bit, and we're like, well, shit, you know? It'd be kind of nice to have our own and be able to BS and see what comes out of it, if anything comes out of it. If not, it's enjoyment for us and helps us pass the time on these drives and everything like that.
Yeah, and all of our dipshit friends can tune in and enjoy it.
Because we're definitely planning on having some guests on this at some point. You know, there's going to be times where we're going to have our week off, and hopefully we can sit down with some of our friends and have them tell a story or two and whatnot, which will be really entertaining for everybody else to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, it just because we're driving and bored and bullshitting, it's nonstop nonsense. It doesn't fucking stop. So there's always going to be commentary at any given point in time, whether we're on this long fucking drive or not. So, yeah, there's definitely some other people that are funnier, maybe even not funnier, but at least as funny, or at least as fucking stupid as we are.
How deep do you want to get into describing who we are and what we're about, what we do for work? I mean, obviously, we're not gonna put company name or anything like that, because then that might get us a little bit in trouble.
Yeah, fuck those guys anyway. They don't give a shit about us.
But,
basically, yeah. So, I go by DZ because, it stands for Duramax Zach, just because I've been driving Duramaxes since, forever. It's pretty much the only pickup of choice. You can't go wrong with a Duramax. And I've just been known to a lot of people as Duramax Zach. So, also, you know, shortened up to DZ is another one I go by a lot. Brian's just Brian.
I haven't come up with a nickname yet. I'm sure that'll conspire within these stupid chats or something like that.
Yeah, you
or
can't,
it'll just change by episode. You
can't just fucking, yeah. We're not just going to give you a nickname because that would be fucking lame. I mean, you gotta be appointed one, obviously. But yeah, we're both diesel mechanics, at least were, and then of course Mother Earth over here just crying for fucking penetration. So we decided to come over here, sit on our ass, then make fat stacks. That's pretty much what we do. We make fat stacks because we can.
Because there's plenty of fucking jobs that people don't know about.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that you have to, the requirement to work in the oil field is to be a complete fucking moron. And it's on my resume. Fucking, I fit the ticket. We both do. So we figured, why not? And here we are on our 14-hour fucking drive to North Dakota. So, yeah, we don't turn wrenches anymore. Not commercially. Mainly only hobbies. That's what we do when we go back home. We party hard, play hard, spend way too much fucking money, and we work on our own fun shit at home. But I mean, that's pretty much.
I mean, yeah, the way we kind of got into it, Zach had a friend that referred him over to North Dakota.
Got me hired on. He's been out here for about 3 years before me.
And then Zach was working, or DZ, Ermac Zach, was working in the old Bakken oil fields for about 6 months before he gives me a call and goes, quit farming, quit turning wrenches, come work with me and make 3-4 times as much money as you're making now working half as much time.
Yeah, he said, hey, moron, they're hiring morons, get your fucking ass over here. That's what happened. It's exactly what fucking happened.
Pretty much.
Basically, I would recommend anyone to work over there because it's fucking easy. It's easy. It's a lot of fucking money. There's really no reason not to. If you're not making 100K a year, you're not doing something right.
It's not that hard to get a goddamn good blue-collar job out and work for a living, make a good, honest wage, and enjoy your life. That's what it should be about. Support your family. I mean, I have a lot of people on our crew that have families, kids, whatever. You know, they gotta support them somehow. Luckily, Zach and I, we're both single. We don't have kids. We like to buy toys instead, you know, whether it be pickups or.
That was, it's really touching.
Is it?
I almost started to cry there for a minute.
Oh, really, God, let me get you a Kleenex there, bud.
It was an emotional, deep story. Fucking, wow, really hit home.
Oh, wow.
Give me a moment. Fuck.
But,
yeah.
Regardless, that's kind of backstory on us, to like, bare bones of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to explain it. We're just a couple of fucking morons driving to work right now, fucking collecting, just to collect fat stacks pounding Mother Earth. And you really can't ask for anything more than that. You can't. I mean, you can't sit in Washington and pound Mother Earth, all those fucking
libtards,
hippie tree huggers. I mean, again, we don't judge on NSN. Oops. But shoe fits, it is what it is. You know, if you're proud of it, then you shouldn't be offended. And that's a fact. I'll tell you that for free. But, yeah. Keep tuning in if you like listening to complete fucking nonsense.